This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. This is for Tuesday.
Woohoo!
And we're ready to begin again with you. I'm Scott with my wife, Teresa, and this is Living It Up.
Yes, it is. We hope you're living it up on Tuesday and not wishing it was Friday. You have a little bit more time to go, but we have lots to talk to you about before then. So stay in today.
That's right.
Stay in today. A lot to be grateful for. Today is something near and dear to my heart. When someone doesn't meet your expectations this week, consider that maybe it's your expectations of the person who let you down.
We're all flawed, and there's going to be times that, you know, we don't meet other people's expectations, but that's okay. We're meeting God's expectations of us. We're trying to get better every day, and that's what you really need to be concerned with. That's what I'm concerned with.
Right. We've got to remember that we're dealing, like you said, we're all flawed human beings, and putting two expectations on somebody that they cannot meet, that is a trouble waiting to happen. That happens in relationships. It happens in marriage. You think, you put someone on a pedestal, and when they fall, it's like, wow, what a terrible thing for that person.
That's right.
You know, nobody's perfect.
And, you know, another way, really, when you have expectations towards someone, that's a roundabout way of judging somebody.
Mm-hmm. And you're setting yourself up for resentment.
Right. And I want you to listen to what God tells us in James chapter 2, verse 13. There will be no mercy for those who have not shown mercy to others. But if you have been merciful, God will be merciful when He judges you.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
I know. When there's too high of an expectation, that's just a resentment waiting to happen.
Yeah. Because, you know, we don't want to be judgmental towards people.
No.
You know, I mean, we don't know people's situations.
That's
we don't know what happened
in
their life.
That's right.
You know, someone passes you on the freeway, goes going 120 miles an hour, and you think, golly, man, what are they doing? You don't know what's going on.
That's exactly right. And the other part of that, too, as well, is when you've got high expectations of somebody that you know is their life's in chaos, they're in trouble, really, I mean, seriously, don't have expectations on somebody like that. Have acceptance.
Yeah, because, like, for instance, your kids. You know, sometimes we have these astronomical expectations of our children that they're going to be the next great football player, or they're going to be the next awesome athlete in the Olympics, or the next great pianist, or whatever the case may be. Well, as a parent, after I was saved, my expectations were God's expectations, that my sons would do the best they could do every day.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever the case may be, is I would love them and unconditionally and without any reserve.
Regardless. And, you know, people can be at home when they're around you because they realize their expectations, I don't really feel like they have any of me. You know, they just say, you know, hey, we love you just like you are. Understand where you're coming from. Understand where you've been. Just stay in today.
Yeah.
And we'll just see what God does. We'll just see what happens.
Yeah, just accept people who they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And just love them.
And take responsibility and realize when things don't go the way that you thought they should in a situation like that, maybe it was your expectations that were not realistic that you put on somebody else. So really, it was them that let you down. No. It was you that let yourself down, not them.
That's exactly right.
It's so unfair.
Because you set them on such a high
pedestal
that, you know, when they didn't reach it, you're going, man, I can't believe that. You know what?
Why not?
Their pedestal they did reach.
Mm-hmm. Well, even in your own life, you can say, why did that have to happen to me? Why? And then I got to that place and go, well, why not me? Why did I have such high expectations of myself, of my wife, of people I was in a relationship to really think that nothing would ever go wrong? Why not?
Yeah.
Well, that's what life's all about. God did not expect everything to be perfect. He never promised that.
Well, I know for myself, Teresa, what I really expect out of myself, I tell you, I was such a perfectionist before I came to know the Lord. And I still suffer from that, you know. But really and truly, I realized that His expectations for me was to do the best I could do today.
Right.
That if I thought that I had to reach perfection.
Yeah, what's the point in even trying?
Well, really, what was the point for Jesus coming down
true.
Here?
Mm-hmm.
It says in the scriptures that if we say that we are not sinners, we're calling Him a liar.
What?
Okay, so your expectations from the God of the universe, the Lord of Lords and King of Kings, is to do the best you can.
Right.
Every day, to love Him and to love others. That's the greatest commandment.
And the reality of the situation is, if the expectations that we have on ourselves are not realistic, then we will have the same for other people.
Yeah, unrealistic expectations. I'll tell you what, nothing will set you back more than that.
And nothing will keep people from wanting to be close to you because they think, why try? There's nothing I can do to please them.
Exactly.
Their expectations are not realistic on my employees, mm-hmm. on friends, on my spouse, my children. What's the point?
Yeah, and you know, really, I mean, why are you putting those expectations on yourself? Because you'll never attain that goal. Nothing will ever be good enough, not just for other people, but for yourself.
Right. And that's what's so great about God.
That's right.
That's what's so great about His grace.
Because He affirms you every day.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to Him in prayer, that pleases Him.
Mm-hmm.
When you meditate on His Word, that is a party for Him. And when you wake up in the morning, He looks at you and He goes, that's my son, or that's my daughter. Man, I made you just the way I wanted.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's not always happy with what we do, but what good parent is.
That's right.
I mean, we could never, ever measure up to His expectations if we felt like He had any at all. There's nothing we could ever do. That's what's so wonderful about grace.
That's right. There's nothing that can happen that can separate us from His love.
Mm-hmm. And if you have those thoughts and those feelings, if I just feel separate from God, I feel like He's so far away, we have to stop and ask our own selves, do I have resentment in my heart towards someone?
Yeah.
It's not just about whether you drink and sleep around and do drugs and all that. What's going on inside of you?
Yeah.
Who are you hating? Who are you resentful towards? Who are you gossiping about? That's the kind of stuff that God sees. You know, we are judged by the world by what they see on the outside. God knows what's going on the inside. And that stuff that He sees in nobody else is what can make you feel like, I just don't sense Him near me. That's why we gotta work. Not work. That's why we just need to surrender and let Him get rid of all that stuff in us, so that we can have intimacy and feel that loving relationship with Him and not have that separation.
That's right.
That's why we work. We have to work on that daily with our relationship.
Every day.
Get that out. We don't want there to be a separate feeling between us. And that's the same way with God.
Yes. So
if you feel that, talk to Him about it. Tell Him you don't want to feel that anymore. And y'all do some business together. Get real with Him. Admit you hate somebody. Admit you've gossiped. Admit that you've got resentment. Remember, there's somebody that you wish was dead. Tell Him. Admit that to Him.
You know, God expects us to love Him.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Okay? And to receive His love. But you know what, honey? Some people that are listening to our podcast today, they may not even know what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Because they've never received God's love.
Mm-hmm.
They've never asked for it.
Mm-hmm.
And some have, but something in their life has gone astray and may have blamed God because of it.
Right.
Hey, you know what? We're not judging you because of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's life.
Mm-hmm.
But today, Tuesday, is your day.
Mm-hmm.
Because today you're getting an opportunity to give your life to Him. to experience that love and that expectation he has of you, which is to be his child.
Right.
So pray with us right now, if you would. Lord Jesus, thank you for this day, and thank you for everyone who listening to our podcast. For those who have never known you, Father, your expectations of loving you, or those who have known you and walked away, we ask they pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, come into my life. You ask me to give my life to you. Today I do. You say if I ask you to forgive me of my sins will be forgiven. Lord Jesus, forgive me. I believe that you hung on the cross and you rose on the third day to give me a new life. Lord, I give you my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're excited. We want to know.
Yeah, we want you to email us, please, at info@livingitup.org.
We love hearing from you.
Please do so. And any prayer requests you may have or praises you may have, we'd love to pray for you. Mm-hmm. And you know, with your permission, mention them on our podcast.
That's right.
And we're just really honored to be able to be with you, our friends.
Mm-hmm. Around the world.
That's right.
So this week, remember, when someone doesn't meet your expectations, stop and ask yourself, was it your expectations that disappointed you, or was it the person that let you down?
That's right. Hey, we love you, and we look so forward to talking to you tomorrow.
And we expect you to begin today living it up.
That's right.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you. Yeah.